Simon Tafresh Mentes, Sif Gimel. Bechain Shal Irani Dachas, Yehwalulu, Bam Irani Dachas, or Shal Ashera, Shal Yisrael.
Hello, good evening.
If it's an Avodah Zorah, which belongs to a Jew, Allah is Apostle. Abba Shal Avodah Zachobim, Lachachil, Allah Yitubim, Notal Yotzim, Yermishan, Ve'elich, Tobin, Lachem. But if it belongs to a Goy, so it's not yours, it can't be yours on the first day. But the Avodah Zorah element is no longer relevant because once you designate it for something else, it loses its status by Avodah Zorah. So a Goy's designation for Avodah Zorah can be changed. The Jews cannot. But that only works if the Jew wasn't Koinet. The Jew is Koinet. So it's a share which belongs to the Jew and you can't change it anymore. But then you're Tzibur. With Avodah Kodesh and his battle, this problem of that a Jew was kainet, is not, you can't be yotzei. It's something that the Jew was kainet before the bittul. The goy said this is no longer for Avodah Zorah. It was too late. It wasn't the goy's to make that decision. The Jew can't be mevatel Avodah Zorah. But if Avodah in his battle be arakam, the goy was mevatel from Avodah Zorah. He said this is not a share anymore. It's the regular tree. He was mevatel it. Then, if the Jew is kind of afterwards, fine. I feel in his cabin, this because by Achakach, you're at Sibidi Heaven. Finally, I'm a Simitov Kuf Pavov. Zach to Mishabura, Sukot Yurkas. Shall you Nidachas? Mishum the Sefer Koi. Everything in the Nidachas has to be burnt. So this Lulub is waiting to be destroyed through Sefer. The Ksiv, it's called Shalotik Boy, it's called Rechavo, with Seraphto, and you have to burn it. Lulub Boy Shir Abatwachim, Kilkamom, a Simitov Rechon, it has to have a certain height. It's going to be destroyed. And Shira Kayim, the Chesur of Dama, you look at it as if it's been destroyed already, if it doesn't have height to it. Okay, Apostle, I feel the Yom Rishon, the Yom Sheni. So that's a psul which would apply in any day. It's a tree which is worshipped. Now, if it was planted and then later on it was worshipped, whatever grew beforehand and non-hektish usage is mutter, but for using it for hektish is problematic. The moy is because it has an element of mis to it. What grows after it's already been worshipped is also aflahedyot b'hanol the rasa b'hanol. See, it was planted for Avodah Zorah purposes so that the whole thing becomes an Avodah Zorah. If it wasn't, the tree can't really change its status. Just the mice, it's been worshipped, so it's not proper to use it for hektish. But whatever grows, and that is removed, so that they're part of the Avodah Zorah, and they're a problem. Now, if it's Shai Yisrael is possible, the Kibin Shein Bittul Ha'akum Moyolo Lahatira Bahano. The process of being mevatel the Avodah Zorah doesn't work by Jew. So you cannot make a mutter b'hano. Go back to the same idea. It's supposed to be destroyed. So you look at it as if the shear is not, it's not intact. They say we're from the rugged shaver. The rugged shaver understands the kolayma li sorev, which means because it's halachic status right now, it has to be destroyed. It's not sure the item isn't there. It's like, but we look at it as each particle is not really connected to the next. The Eimer the Sefer takes away the connectivity of the item, the Chashib, which is, in general, everything's made a lot of the molecules. What brings it together is when you have all of them together, they have a certain function. So the mile of the connection is the function that it generates. So it generates no function. It has to be destroyed. So it's if there's like no connection. The Chachilo Yito, if. What's that going on? If it belongs to Goy, you shouldn't use a chachilo. Feel it in bit lohakam to share the hedget, the Goy also the moyas. Even if the Goy was mavatal already, which now a hetted person, you know, a regular person can use it, just hetted can't. But using it for mitzvah also has that element of its mias. You don't have to redo it. So now we argue all around. The guy didn't destroy it. So why are you yotzei? So he said, listen, mitzvah double hundred certainly you're not being the henna. So there's no iser being the henna over here. What's the problem? The iser noah was indicative of the fact that it has to be destroyed. Well, that's not true, because a goy who has an option of bitzel, so it doesn't have to be destroyed. So you can't say that it's concealed, it was already burnt, and therefore it doesn't have a shear. It's not a medicine. It's not necessarily waiting to use to be burnt. Chef she's not being over this or being the hand from a vodazor. Elamai, what the problem is that the item is waiting to be destroyed, so it loses its chashivas of a shear. It's not, because the goy has an option of being mevatalit, and it won't be destroyed. So it has a shear, it's not no issur of hanor, and you're allowed to use it. Thank you, sweet. But this is, but it belongs to the goy. So on the first day you can't be yotzei because it's not yours. But the second day in honor, lo binan lechem, abo yomrishin, lo binan lechem, ein ur yotzei, bo filo b'di yevad, kos man shalabit lo ha'akum, the sur b'anoh, abo l'mikir lechem. So even if the goy, I don't know why he says that. He says, let's focus on the Isser of Hanoah. The Isser of Hanoah also undermines the concept of lechem. Even if it wouldn't belong to the goy, it can't really belong to the Jew because it's also Hanoah. It can't be Zeuch in it. So Mele, it's not really lechem on that account. They sent you over there that we were passing that you would be yotzei over there by Tekiah Shofar, even though you shouldn't use it l'chadchila. So same thing over here. Okay, Dalet. Ganos hatzirim shall oivdei kechavim v'chiyotze behem mibatei shamar shayim. So there was these non-Jewish priests, and they had their orchards, which they built. Sirim, that means young ones. But when Shibur points out, it means they were some type of they were there in some type of service to the Avodah Zarah. And other types of things which we bought the Shamashim, where the Shamashim live. So it's the priests, but it's not the Vodazor. Motalito may Shah Malula by Shah Minim, the mitzvah. You can use it for mitzvah purposes. I feel a Ha'ilan Natua, even though the tree is planted right near where they have their Getchka, because Man Shein, Ovdin Ha'ilan, as long as they don't serve, they don't worship the tree. Okay. It's referring to some type of element of people which are there to be the priests and the serve the Avodah Zarah. What to leave the Misham? Now, so we don't have a problem. It's not Avodah Zarah. The problem is, when you buy it, the money which is you pay. It goes to pay for the house of worship. You cannot do it for pay. You cannot pay them the money because the money is going to be used for Avodah Zarah purposes. Now, what about if the priests take it for themselves and they don't give it over to the Avodah Zarah? So that's also a problem. Now, if, however, it would go to the worshippers to take home, they would you know, give them some type of stipend or something like that, that would not be a problem. After the Shomar Mishmitchil Nodvu Hagina L'Shem Avodah Zarah, my parents Yiyu Shayachem L'Misham Sheha. So the Pshat is that they designated this Gina to be for this temple, and the way they support the shamashim, the priests, is by having the payrus. So therefore, lahachi also lahanas the mishamsha, you can't give them benefits because this is all part of how to take care of this avodah zara. Wasn't there to be for the purpose of the temple of the avodah zara. That's from Moshom. But go up, but Chagav Yesh Lachol Imagina Ena Medes Bechatz Ravoda Zara. It's not written, not there, Mamash, in front of the Avodah Zarah. And the most Megir Raka Kahanim Bolit Tzerche, but it's Gedulim. It goes to the priests for their own personal usage, as opposed to paying for the service itself. You can use it for the even for mitzvah, Chabzayim. If you have another option, use them instead. That's the Sefer Chassidim. He sent it to the Bir Halacha. Okay. As long as they don't worship the tree. If they start worshiping the tree, whatever is there on the tree already, which already grew, and they started worshiping it, so it's already there from beforehand, so you can't use the chachila, because the moyas is considered mias. Like you had before, what grows later on is a problem even for a hedjit. Sif alf. Some argue the following. What we could argue is that when the goy cuts it off and gives it away to the Jew, he's saying he's not for the Avodah Zarah anymore. So that itself should be like an act of bittul. You made a major change to it. They weren't there b'shas avoda. It grew afterwards. That's the case. And now, but since it grew afterwards, it's also aser. It could grow something which was nevad. But the ma'isa, you've changed it. So that's equivalent to bittul, and it's no longer that item. It's not even mos. It's not mos, and there's bittul.
Ma'isa is disgusting.
Yeah.
The goy cut them off.
Yeah.
That's what you mean by you changed.
No, he's saying they worshipped the tree. Then it grew the asterisk. So the asterisk really is not the same thing as what was worshipped. So there is elements of shinui. On the other hand, so right now it's all part of the tree, so it's all asur. Now you cut it off, so you did bittul. So the mitzvah that didn't yisra by the zara is no longer dinei by the zara because it's bottle. Elamai what? It's me because it's the item which was never. No, it wasn't. It wasn't there b'shas levoid. It wasn't even there b'shas levoid. It grew afterwards. So you can't argue most. You can't argue that it's part of the. It's also al tzneved, al tzavad azora. So that's that would be motor. That's yesh arim. So that's how the prima gana moves up the taz. Okay. This was much more of a common issue than we have, once upon a time than it is nowadays. Many times the church would have orchards growing on the properties, etc. So, and many times that was like the only place that they could afford having greenhouses, etc. So they had nice trees. So they might be the only place in the town which grew an esrog. So, were you allowed to use it or not? So that's where this halacha was a common, much more common issue. Okay. Hey. Kol elo shamarnu shem psulim mivnei mumin shebearnu mivnei gezel ganeva. If the problem is because it's lacking something, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, what about other sources of psul? The problem is it's koser, or because it's not yours, because the gezel ganeva yamrishon hapavad. Avos shayamim is called kosher, but there's no requirement to look at him after the first day. So I'll turn them off first of 1 second. Slow down. That's true. Lachem does not apply all 7 days. It only applies the first day. So if the issue is that it's borrowed, borrowed is kasher the second day. But it's stolen, you have a problem, there's a mitzvah of aveira. Hagav yesh poison begelzel min kol shiva yomim ka mitzvah of aveira v'hachi nog avu shol is yetzibay. The fact that it's not yours, it doesn't bother us. The fact that it was stolen bothers us. So now let's take this idea of shawl a step further. Since borrowed is permitted, so I have a right to. Can I borrow yours without permission? So normally shawl shalmidas is also. However, when it comes to mitzvah, we assume there's a nichel leinish lemeben mitzvah b'mamayne. The person really is desirous of people using his items for mitzvah. Bahavi kashol. So there was like you borrowed it, not like you stole it. V'chaser zat rama, the psul of chaser. That's kasher b'shamim. That is kasher the rest of the days. But nitol pitmasoi ayuksoi. If it's the pitam broke off, or the ukitz broke off, that's a psul, not a lacking of hadr. The Rambam says, and therefore would apply the other days, but rather it's a psul of chaser. It's missing something. Dinu kachaser, but kasher miyom rishon ve'elich, and it's kasher after the first day. Now that will we saw in the Mishnah, we'll see in the, we saw before, and we'll see in the Mishnah again that not everybody agrees to that. Some people learn that the pitam breaking off is a problem of hadr. Which extends, according to some sheets, beyond the first day. So you have a sekseker, really. Could be, it's a psul of chaser. And even if it's a psul of hodder, we have a sheet which says, the Rambam says, hodder is only the first day. Now, miwim ikvuhu achborim. So now that's a problem of chaser, there's a hole there, so that's a problem of neka, but the neka was made by animals, by rats. Lo yilenu apashayamim mishum mius. It's me, as an effort, it's not considered a proper user for the mitzvah. As you also nikur ha'achbor, what you do is you take that whole piece, you just remove it, because kosher is kosher. So just take a little more, make it better. It was dried, or it was multicolored. Shaposu kol shiba yom, that's a psul which lasts all 7 days. There, afim chotach ha'yaveshus, or anemer, posu kol shiba. So hey, listen, kosher is kosher. So here I have a problem with it's yavish. I have a greater deal. I'll cut off the piece which is dried. So now it's a chaser. A chaser is kosher. No, once it was came from an item which was really intrinsically possible all 7 days, you can't make it kosher again. Person can designate that this esrog I only want to use the first day, and after that I do not want to maintain it for the purpose of esrog. So it should not become muksa machos mitzvah. We saw such a concept. It's designated for mitzvah purposes. No, I said any boidel banish mosh is when the designation of the esrog for mitzvah purposes is supposed to be take effect. He said no. I'm maintaining my rights to use it for myself. That's called any boidel. I'm not gonna in any way divest myself to my rights of using this item. Kol ben shmoshes shalel sheni of the beginning of the second night. Ve'elich, mutar also chachil lechol mimeno miyam sheni ve'elich. So on the first day I can, it's an asterisk. The second day I can eat it. I will also see the mitzvah im hanisher. And since we hold chaser is kosher on the second day, you can take a bite out of it, and the remaining asterisk you use. Okay, so that's bigger than that should work. However, we're not so familiar with making the correctness of the Tanai, so we refrain from doing this. So that was interesting. So you really could do, but we don't do it lemaisa. Because the problem of Isra'chila, which is lacking in the rights to use it. It's the wrong min. They're lacking in the proper size. Ben Biyam Tarisha, Ben Bishar Yomim is Tosel. Those are definitely Psulim of all 7 days. Chazaz is Pesalus Kol Shiva Hayomim. Chazaz is a Psul of all 7 days. Now, that because the Psul of Chazaz is Hadar. But that itself, we mentioned Mishaburim multiple times already, that Hadar is a Machloik, is whether Hadar is the whole 7 days, or Hadar itself is only a Psul on the first day. The Rambam holds that Hadar is only 1 day. So if it's a Psul of Hadar, so the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch brought the Rambam before, and therefore this Ramah of Chazaz is the Ramah Shulchan Aruch will not agree with. People in Chutz Lars just keep 2 days Yom Tov. Chulei Rishon, Noitle Mesheni. Al Bruch Olam Avarchina. So we're going to make some Shorah. During Chol HaMoed, we're saying the Psul of Lachem, there's no Psul of Lachem during Chol HaMoed. The Psul of Hadar is a Machlokes. The Psul of Chaser, no Psul of Chaser during Chol HaMoed. What about the second day Yom Tov? So we're going to make up Shorah. We're going to say, since it's only Ma'atim, B'zon is only Drabonim, we're going to be lenient, but you don't make a brach on it. V'im Yesh, L'chaber Lulav, V'asher Kosher, Yivorach al Shachaber, Rebbe Daita. So you'll borrow your friend's dalim and make a bracha, then you'll give them back to him, and you'll be yotze with your dalim. Okay. As I say, we bit off a lot right over here. Mishabur said, "Cut and chavtes." Called Elu. So what do we have? We have the issues of something which is chaser, or it's not lochem. What about if it's stolen? So those are only for the first day. And the second day, you would take without a bracha, the kuslaris. The psul of hadar is a machlokes. The psul of chaser is only the first day. Again, the second day would be this, no bracha, but you could take it. The psul of something which is yavesh, the psul of something which is nimur, or avarazora, it's not the right min, it's not the right size. It's something which is also be'achila / ano. So those apply all 7 days. Kaleidu, Gulosh and Rambam. So we're following the opinion of the Mechavish, is quoting the Rambam, but the Rambam has his own opinion. See, like this. Eim shulam asum, psulam in name mumin, shabiyarnu. See, Rambam says, Gulosh and Rambam mumin. Now, what does that mean? Some of the problem is that they're not considered beautiful anymore. And some of the problem is that they're considered they're lacking something. That's why Makulam Mahashim Yamishin Veilich, Hadr and Chaser are kosher after the first day. We'll see what other poskim hold. Mamasha Kosov Ne Gozel Gazel Ganeva Yom Tov Rishon. Time of the Kimel Yom Tov Sheni Hu Drabonon. So what's the argument? So you don't need Lochem. Nitzvah Aveira, okay, we're not Nispo.
We're not
so concerned according to this. We'll see in the second one. But time of the Kimel Yom Tov Sheni Hu Drabonon, it's all Drabonon, Mutra Gozel, Avopi Gav, the Habi Mitzvah Aveira. It's okay. But Rabbanon's, we're not worried about it. Because the survival of Comer, the Lainipsul, Gone of Gaza, the Gone of Gaza, and Hatsun. Mukhasham, the Philip Yamtu Shani, it's a problem to the Gone of Gaza, and not to anybody else. Tears are going to run the Hossam Rakhin and Khathil, Bakhamar, the Indian Etzimadin, the Bidiyabi Yerts of Yamtu Shani, Af Begazel, Abiyamtu Risha, the Khuliam Aloy, the Bidin Lachem, I'm Birloch. First thing, you're not Yerts, and secondly, you would be Yerts of Bidiyabi, but Khathil, the Gaza shouldn't use it. Hakol kosher. afterwards it's kosher. We said before this idea that even yotze you should make a bracha, because betzei berich, person who takes, has ill gotten gains, and he blesses niyetz Hashem, he's insulting Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a bracha, it's an insult. Russian says, I'm Michael, such brachas. Then came along the Ramon, and said that Gozel is a problem all 7 days, because it's a mitzvah baba veira. What is kosher after the first day is mitzvah barot. Yesh poislim. Temel haver mitzvah baba veira, ben yotzibu. So their argument is mitzvah baba veira, and that's a problem. You can borrow the item from your friend without rishos, because we say nichla elinish mitzvah b'monei, and that's valid for the shar yomim, not for the first day, because the second day you can be yotze with borrowed. First day you cannot be yotze with someone who's borrowed. Shar yomim, the yom rishon lo mahani mada nichla. It's enough that a person is happy with it. To habinu lachem. Sheish shalom amish, it has to belong to the person who's taking it. Amalam and Gimel. Well, the other mishol, it's not any better than if it's borrowed. By the commandment, simon tov reish nukhes, eklis naig biyom rishon. So what should you do? That's the eighth of matana manas lahachzer. We give it as a matana. Conditionally, the person has to be turned it back. There is this svar of nichal el inish. The Mevah Mitzvah B'Moynei is a surah of agreeing to something. So if it's your chavis, and I just need permission to use it, the surah of Nichol Elinish, a person is happy, allows me to take your item and use it without asking you. It takes away the need for rishos, because I'm agreeable. You have to reach it, I need more than agreeable, I need you to be magnet to me. The surah of Nichol Elinish isn't the surah of a hakno, it's a surah of a permission. Make sense? Adam, you with me?
Sorry.
So, there's this svar of nichla l'inish mabim mitzvah money. People are happy to do mitzvahs. So, what we're saying right now is that svar allows you to, as if I gave you explicit permission, I never asked you. Because you want me to do that.
Right?
So that's good. When all I have to do is I can use your item, and I just need to be yotze with it. So I need your permission to use it. We assume there's an assumed permission. But on Yom Tov Rishon, it's not enough assumed permission. You have to be makhnet to me. You weren't makhnet to me. So the Nichol Inish doesn't accomplish that we have das haknol, you das makhnet. It accomplishes heter. I'm allowing you to use my item. So for the first day, that's our won't work. Now, so this sort of Nichol Inish mitzvah money comes up before in Hilchos Talos. It's also discussed in Hilchos Tefillin and in Hilchos Svarim. Can I borrow your sefer without permission? Can I borrow your tefillin without permission? So the Morris says, interestingly enough, the Morris says, I can borrow your tefillin without permission. I cannot borrow your sefer. Why? Svarim were very rare. Tefillin are very available. Everybody had bare tefillin. Or come on, everybody had bare tefillin. So the person's level of concern and hakpada on his tefillin was less than the level of his concern and hakpada on his sword. So the Aruch HaShulchan says nowadays we could argue probably that that's not no longer true. That people's level of hakpada on their sword is probably less than their hakpada on their tefillin. Right, you imagine once upon a time his sefer was handwritten by a sefer on some type of papyrus or parchment. You imagine how valuable it was. It was more valuable than a pair of tefillin. So there's this sword over there of Nichol Elinish, a person would really want you to use. Would want you to use it. However, the halacha says not in a case where there's a concern that it might be damaged by usage. So what about over here? There's no real concern of any damage being done to the item. The more says, we can't assume I'm agreeable because maybe it'll get damaged. And I don't want to get damaged. I'm worried about you damaging it. I'm not worried about you damaging my lulav. My lulav. What can you do to lulav already? Now, because people are going to daven pamachas mutter litloy lanei by kalach. This that I can use your item which lobri shul, so I can assume that you're agreeable. Last works one time. I will call Shiva Yomim after the Machmir. So you use it every single day. Every single day without asking my permission, you're using my dollar minimum. You know, whoa, you know, what's going on over here? Times are nearly the Hua Din Shalom Yitzan Chaber Ba'atzmai, Dulai Hu Machmir al Zet. Okay, yeah, let's hold it here. It's a time that we're holding by the brackets. It's a good. Yeah, so holding in the middle of a sieve, cut them, but that's okay.